This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 11th. God's word for you today is heart health. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And it says, "So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life." Above your finances, businesses, and anything else in your life that you find precious, guard your heart. So beginning today, we're going to be delving into how to have a healthy heart. We will draw examples from how to keep the physical heart healthy. Doctors tell us that to prevent a heart attack, there are several things you must do depending on the existing health condition of your body. However, the two things you must do, regardless of whether you are healthy or not, are eat healthy and exercise. In fact, there is a category of exercise called the cardio exercise. It is a heart exercise that makes sure that your heart is pumping and healthy. But it also works for every part of your body because the heart affects every part of your body. When it comes to eating healthy from a spiritual standpoint, it is all about eating and being fed with the undiluted word of God. You should not miss sermons, but if you do, get the recording and listen to it. It is good, healthy food. Ingest the word of God. Then you must exercise the heart. Furthermore, just as there are physical exercises that keep the heart healthy, there are also spiritual exercises that keep your heart healthy spiritually. Beginning today, we will look at five such exercises, disciplines that you and I need to do consistently to make sure that our hearts are healthy. Are you ready? The first spiritual exercise for a healthy heart is the exercise of rest. We mostly do not think of rest as something strenuous. However, rest is needed for a healthy heart. If you are not rested, you can easily be disillusioned. When you are not rested, the heart can easily be attacked. There is a story in 1 Kings chapter 19 about a powerful man of God called Elijah. Elijah had a spiritual heart attack. His heart's arteries were blocked by fear and disillusionment. This same Elijah had just finished dealing with hundreds of prophets of Baal. He had just finished preaching a powerful message on Mount Carmel. This same man had just finished calling down fire from heaven. However, a woman named Jezebel threatened him and Elijah was afraid. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I banish every fear from your life, and every activity of Jezebel against you is neutralized, frustrated, and torn apart in the mighty name of Jesus." Elijah, a powerful man of God, allowed himself to be intimidated and disillusioned by Jezebel. God looked at Elijah and said, "This man is having a spiritual heart attack." What God did was simply to make Elijah rest. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this season and all the great work you're doing in my life. I declare that it shall be permanent and my heart will remain healthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.